Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Marvin Williams wrote today's reading, and he titled it Spiritual Royalty. When Jay Spites of Rockville, Maryland, took a DNA test, nothing could have prepared him for the results he received. They contained a big surprise. He was a prince of the West African nation of Benin. Soon, he boarded a plane and visited the country. When he arrived, the royal family greeted and showered him with a festive homecoming, dancing, singing, banners, and a parade. Jesus came to earth as God's good news announcement. He went to his own people, the nation of Israel, to give them the good news and to show them the way out of darkness. Many received the message with apathy, rejecting the true light, and refusing to accept him as Messiah. But unbelief and apathy weren't universal among the people. Some people humbly and gladly received Christ's invitation, accepted him as God's eventual sacrifice for sin, and believed in his name. A surprise awaited this faithful remnant. He gave them the right to become children of God, to be royal children of his through spiritual rebirth. When we turn from sin and darkness, receive Jesus, and believe in his name, we discover we're children of God, adopted as royalty into his family. May we enjoy the blessings as we live up to the responsibilities of being the King's kids. The scripture reading for our devotional today is from John chapter 1, verses 9 through 13. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. Would you pray with me? Father, it's so amazing that through Jesus' death, you invite us into spiritual royalty. We're humbled and grateful to be grafted into your family and to be called your children. Thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Stephen Tabor, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.